This is an interview with Bruce Holland, founder of the Virtual Group Business Consultants Limited. Bruce is known as the Workplace Wizard. He helps large mature organisations get their people out of silos, creating workplaces that are focused, fast and flexible. Today, Bruce is talking about the secrets of irresistible leadership. Now, another one of your secrets is that irresistible leaders never forget that they always have a choice and that they choose to include rather than exclude. They choose to join rather than separate, and they choose to find the good in people, not the bad. Tell me more.
And will not trust them. Should I include them or should I exclude them? Now, if you're a small person, your tendency is probably to not trust them, to rely on yourself, or to exclude them so that they're not going to get too close to you and find their weaknesses. Whereas a stronger person is much more likely to choose the other way, to say, look, I'm going to trust this person because I feel good about myself and therefore I'm sure they're going to be good too. Or I'm going to include them because including might be something that's going to benefit both of us. You know, together we can achieve something that we couldn't achieve alone. And so life is very much a matter of choices, and some people seem to go through it making really good choices and other people seem to go through it making really lousy choices. And those little choices that we make on a day-to-day basis end up making the difference between success and not success. And people who choose to grow people, to give to people, to encourage people, are the people who people almost need to be beside. This is some sort of an irresistible. We haven't talked much about irresistible leadership, but when I'm talking about irresistible leadership, I'm talking about it's almost as though this person is a magnet, and there's other people are like iron, and they're almost drawn to them. And we don't know how it happens. It's happening at an unconscious level, but we are drawn. We don't know why it's happening. We all feel this thing. So certain people we're attracted to, others we almost want to get away from. We're repulsed by. And the repulsing people, if that's the right word, are the people who are trying to suck stuff out of you and make you less than you were. Whereas the other people, the irresistible people, the ones who are giving you something you didn't have before, it's about this radiator versus refrigerator thing. But it is a daily choice, and every day, I guarantee each one of us will come to a situation where we think, should I trust this person or shouldn't I? And an irresistible one will always, nearly always choose the positive. I will trust this person, I will include them, I will try and make them bigger than they were. It's amazing how these little things grow into a totally different success in life. And in terms of leadership, and therefore in terms of the organisation. Just imagine, if you would, for a minute, an organisation where everybody was making that positive choice. We're going to trust this person, we're going to communicate openly with them, not going to try holding things back, we're not going to play this petty politics, all that sort of thing. Then, incredibly powerful in terms of the multiplied effect in the whole organisation. Do it and you get magic. It's a matter of getting everybody doing it. And this is where these sorts of things won't happen on a one-day course. They happen when people are exposed to a continuous string of messages, that something like this, over a period of time, long enough for them to change the way they think, the things they believe in, and the habits that they've got them to do. Because at the end of it, we all behave to the set of habits that we have. And if we have good habits, we're going to end up doing good things. If we have bad habits, choice is a habit.